Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
Great. Loved it. Now that's an audience.
I just want to listen to that for like 20 minutes.
But you got that this weekend. You'll talk about that later on. You got a standing ovation, didn't you?
I did. I got a standing ovation. I think that might be the second or third time in my whole life by myself that I've gotten a standing ovation.
I, too, Anna, get standing ovations when I perform at the senior communities, but I do believe these people are getting up to go to the bathroom and pee. So I can't really say it's a 100%, but you get what you get, right? They stand up,
yep.
They're applauding, then they exit for cake, candy, and then they go to
the bathroom. These people were still, they were continent and they were conscious. Continent and conscious, the two C's.
Now,
and,
that's,
yeah, it was
that's,
great.
That's hysterical. Continent and conscious. That's all you really want in an audience when you think
that's
about it.
Really all you need in life.
To be conscious and continent.
And continent.
And continent. Welcome to the Boomer.
And on the continent.
And on the continent, on the incontinent. Be continent, on the continent, and conscious. The three C's.
And conscious. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent hell program on internet radio. I am Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel with my lovely, funny, hysterical, standing room only co-host Anna.
That's me, Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins. How are you today, Peter?
I'm excellent.
You are? Wow.
You know why? Because we have a great guest on today.
Oh, and who might that be, as if I didn't know?
Mark Skippy Price, if you remember.
Ah, that guest.
You
yes.
You remember Family Ties?
Yes, I do.
Back? Okay. Mark Price was the guy next door, the neighbor, to Michael J. Fox and Family Ties. He's going to come on at the end of the show, 15 minutes to the hour, to discuss, because what happened, you know, after Family Ties went off the air, you didn't see Mark Price again. So he tells you what he's been doing for the last, 20 years since the show went off the air. So that's exciting.
Wow. Well, apparently he's doing something exciting, or we wouldn't have him on the show, right?
That's right. We have no slackers on this show.
No, we don't. We've had some really great guests. We've had, like, Billy Baldwin, Robert Davi.
Chaz Palminteri.
He was our first guest. We were great right out of the box. Let's compliment ourselves more.
You realize that we had an Academy Award nominee on our first show, Chaz Palminteri. And you can find out, right, Anna, all our guests and what's happening on our mothership at boomerhumorradio.com. Go there. All archive. Sign up for the VIP mailing list so we can get you discounts for our sponsors. You'll get a wonderful $39 gift. You'll know who's coming, who's going, who's coming up. And
right.
And you can buy our products there. You have a wonderful book, A View from Abroad. You can buy
Correct.
Anna's book there, along
yes.
with my book. It's Reboot Your Career, 27 Ways to Reinvent Yourself in the Workplace if you still have a job. So check
and
out.
And, you know, that makes an excellent holiday gift.
Yes, it does.
They both do, don't they? Or all three of them, if you want to count your two books.
My two books, If Not Now, Then When, Stories and Strategies of People Over 40 Who Have Successfully Reinvented Themselves. And, of course, Anna's book. And don't you have the Christmas sweaters? Horrible. Don't you?
Well, actually, I sell ugly Christmas sweaters, which, you know, are all the rage now. Did you know this? The people are having these ugly Christmas sweater parties everywhere. And I am Gypsy Princess Anna on Etsy. I sell vintage ugly Christmas sweaters on Etsy.
Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that?
Are you familiar with Etsy?
You've mentioned it before. Is that your actual website, Etsy?
No, Etsy is a site that sells, it's for artists mainly that sell handcrafted stuff or vintage things. You can sell, you know, finished products. You can sell supplies for products, or they will allow you to sell vintage stuff that has to be at least 20 years old. I made a collection of these ugly Christmas sweaters and I sell them on there.
That's great, because you showed me them, and it was hysterical. It was hysterical.
And they were ugly, right? They were wicked ugly.
Nothing is ugly. I believe they have these type of parties up north, right, where it's cold, not down in Florida.
They have them down here, too. It's crazy.
In Fort Lauderdale. They wear these. Wow.
They've had, I was actually invited to a couple, and I'm talking ugly. The ugliest one I had was a man's vest that was battery operated. It lit up. It had Rudolph's nose and some other different things that I can't mention that lit up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So ugly sweaters. Okay, I get
right.
them. Anna's very seasonal. So what did you want to you wanted to tell us about that other website, that very important website magazine? Did you want to discuss
yes,
that?
You know, a lot of people know that we are boomerhumorradio.com, but on our site we have a feed that comes from babyboomermagazine.com, and it's great because the content is always renewing itself. So for baby boomers that want to learn about finance or health, exercise, what's going on in the world of boomers, they can just go right to our website, boomerhumorradio.com, and they can link on to Boomer babyboomermagazine.com, and you can get all the information, one-stop shop.
And today's show is brought to you by Progressive Rx. Am I correct?
ProgressiveRx.com is our sponsor for the show. They are a fantastic online pharmacy. They offer medications at a substantially discounted rate, and they're right here in the country. They're right here in the U.S., so you don't have to talk to anybody overseas.
You don't have to talk to somebody who's doing the best they can in Mumbai. Okay, great.
Exactly, man.
So what did you tell us what you did over the weekend. You had a great show. You were so excited. You texted me that you got a standing ovation, but we discussed that.
Yes, it was wonderful. It was at the Laughing Comedy Cafe in Fort Myers, and it was just a fabulous audience. It was one of those magical evenings. I just really enjoyed it. It's one of the better clubs next to the Improv. And it was just a great time. You know, when you're in that zone doing comedy, nothing's better. I mean, nothing is better.
Nothing. It makes up for all the aggravation you get getting to the gig. That's another story.
The pain, Will Robinson, the pain.
Oh, yes, it makes you bubbling bag of bolts. Come along, you ninny. You know that he was born in the Bronx?
Was he really?
Here's very interesting.
No, I didn't.
He was born in the Bronx. His parents wanted him to be a pharmacist. My father was a pharmacist and born in the Bronx.
Was your dad a pharmacist? I know
yes.
He sold medical supplies.
Medical supplies, but he was a pharmacist. Worked for Upjohn after college, after the war, I guess. But that was a time, that's a whole different thing, which I forgot to talk about. It's the holiday time, Anna, which means dysfunctional families get together. But that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. But
you're an orphan, Peter, right?
Yes,
so
I'm an orphan.
You don't have to deal.
Yes,
yeah.
I am an orphan. I'm an orphan. I'm an orphan often, but I'm an orphan, and both my parents have passed.
And where do you spend your holidays then?
With my relatives down the block in Delray Beach, and someone asked me, how was your holidays? I go, no blood was spilled, so it
good.
Was a good evening, correct?
That's good. Yep, very good. Uh-huh.
Same with you, correct? Didn't you have a good...
I had a great Thanksgiving. We are also going to celebrate Christmas again at my mom's house, and that should be my brother and I again are cooking the dinner, so it should be awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it actually this year. Looking forward to it. Now, you know, I know the Christians have, you know, you celebrate Hanukkah, I celebrate Christmas. What is some of the special? I don't know anything about. This is interesting for me asking you this stuff too, because I don't know anything really that much about the Jewish religion or what you guys have for the holidays.
I got to tell you something, Anna. You're not missing anything, darling.
Yeah,
what?
I heard the food isn't that great. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. What do you mean you don't know anything? All you do is hang around people that are of the Semitic.
Yeah, I know. I'm always around Jews, but I don't really ask them about the food, really. I mean, I know gefilte fish and stuff like that, but what's the tradition like? What is the tradition? Do you have certain things you eat on the holidays? Or?
You know, Anna, I'm drained talking about this. I'm secular. I'm two steps from a Shia Sunni. You know, I'm what you call, I don't practice. I'm secular, as they say. Although culturally I'm Jewish, most of the food has phlegm. Okay, it produces phlegm. That's why you hear. That's it. There's nothing really to talk about. It's guilt and phlegm. That's what I know about the holidays, basically.
You know? Okay, so you don't really get into it that much. Is that it?
Hanukkah's 8 days. You get supposed to get 8 days of presents. My parents were cheap, only got one.
And really?
With depreciating value. So basically, it broke on the sixth day.
So then I guess there's no, like, we have our Christmas movies. You don't have any Hanukkah movies, right?
Yeah, you don't say it's the feel-good Hanukkah.
It's not a feel-good Hanukkah. You never hear that.
It's a feel-good Hanukkah flick. You know who did it? Adam Sandler actually did one. Adam Sandler did a Hanukkah movie a while back.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, again, our version, you have It's a Wonderful Life. Ours would be, you know what? It's Not Such a Wonderful Life. That would be our movie.
That would be yours. And my favorite, you know what my favorite Christmas movie is? Elf. I love Elf.
With Will Ferrell.
Oh, 8 Crazy Nights, by the way, was the Sandler movie.
Yes, that's true.
It makes sense because of the 8 days of Hanukkah, right? So.
Right.
Again, 8 days, because.
Now, did you figure that out or Dave did that?
I'm not giving away my secrets.
It was terrible.
And it was a terrible movie. I'm not really a big Adam Sandler fan, except for 51st Dates, only because I like Drew Barrymore in that.
I don't want to tell you what he says behind your back, to be perfectly honest. He's not such an Armenian Goddess Collins fan, but I always defend you. You know that everywhere I go.
I would never believe that of Dave, our producer. I know Dave loves me dearly.
No, I didn't say Dave has nothing to do. I'm saying Adam Sandler is not a big fan.
Either. Oh, Adam Sandler. Oh, geez.
Dave is a fan of everybody's. Especially.
Yes, he is. Oh, well, guess what? We actually have a caller.
How come I don't see that?
Which is great because, folks, in case we didn't mention it, which I don't think we did, the call-in line is 888-463-6748. Again, that's 888-463-6748. We'd love to hear from you this holiday season. And let's welcome Kathleen to the show.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'd like to introduce my wonderful co-host, Anna Collins.
Very nice to meet you.
Same here, Kathleen. What's going on?
Kathleen, tell us a little about yourself. We've met before. We've talked before. You're a copywriter that was dealing with baby boomers, but now I believe you told me you've gone on to a different direction, and you want to just share that with a few minutes with us, with what you're doing with your career.
Sure. It's a different direction, but it's still very involved with baby boomers and the sandwich generation. My business is thriving in the middle. And I'm helping working women thrive while caring for aging parents without losing their minds or their health or their happiness. Crossing that threshold from cared for to cared giver is a threshold that not too many boomers really want to cross over. We're, you know, our parents have always taken care of us. Who the heck ever taught us how to take care of them? And so for a lot of people, the experience becomes somewhat overwhelming and stressful, and so I work with women one-on-one trying to help them reduce their stress and have more balance and take care of themselves. Really, my mission is to help the caregiver so they can take care of their parents.
So I imagine during the holidays, it's the most stressful time. It's the most stressful time of the year. It is. And so you have, isn't it? Because always, I hate to say it, weird stuff happens around the holidays. Am I right or am I wrong? Something,
yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to be negative, but it's always weird stuff, bad, good, what, indifferent. Am I correct?
Yep, I totally agree. It's very stressful.
Why is that? Why is it
and,
when?
Everybody's, like you said on a recent show, families get real kind of weird with each other, many caregivers or adult children who are taking care of their parents, they just want to get the holidays over with because it's adding, you've got the gifts and the cards and the meals and the parties on top of what you're doing to care.
Can you give
parents.
Us a few techniques on how you help them cope with it?
What I really try to do is really emphasize why self-care is so important and how to make it a top priority. It's like I always say to people, you know, your well-being is the soil upon which your life is going to blossom or not. So there's a reason why the airlines have us throw the oxygen mask on, you know, before taking care of a kid that we're with. And if we're drowning, a lot of times people, I'll talk to somebody who's you know, very involved with helping their parents, and they'll say things to me like, you know, I'm drowning or I'm melting away and I'm losing myself. And so I work with them a lot on identifying things that are really important to them, eliminating things that are draining their time and energy unnecessarily, and then really creating a calendar so that the things that are important, they're not just giving lip service to, but they're actually scheduling it into their life. So that, you know, everybody needs to be refueled. And if we don't keep that tank filled with things that help us stay happy and healthy, then, you know, we run out of gas. And so that's just a big focus of my work, is making sure the caregiver is in a good kind of mental way, you know,
yeah,
happy with themselves and not feeling like they don't have time for their own family, because a lot of times that gets sacrificed.
No,
and so try to help them, so they have time for their families and guilt-free time to themselves. You know, you can't feel guilty because you want to go and have a massage. You need a massage.
Well, yeah, no. You give them permission to take care of number one. I understand that. We're running a little behind, but Kathleen, I appreciate giving you the time on the call. Where can people find your website, maybe get in contact with you so they can get like a one-on-one or learn how you work? What would be the best way?
The website is thrivinginthemiddle.com. I do offer, you know, complimentary telephone call. We can chat and see if you know, what the struggles are and if we're a fit. And that's the easiest way to find me.
Well, that's great.
Thrivinginthemiddle.com.
Thrivinginthemiddle.com. Kathleen, thank you so much for being on the call.
Thanks for calling in. That was great.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we have to get through this stressful time, so that's a good way to do that. Okay. Thank you, Kathleen. I don't know about you, but I put a bullet in my head just now. No, I didn't. It's just right, Anna. It's a part of life. You have to deal with.
Yes, it is. And another part of life are these crazy emails that
yes.
we get.
Yes, we've been getting. I'll tell you what. We should take a break. What do you think? We take a break and then we'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
And do some. Is that okay with
Sounds
you?
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
All right, we'll take
me.
A break. Don't touch that mouse. You know, a short.
We'll be
break
right back, folks.
With ProgressiveRx.com.
Hey, Boomers. Have you ever struggled to pay for your prescription medications? Well, ProgressiveRx.com provides an inexpensive alternative for anyone who cannot afford the medications they need. They provide the highest quality drugs at the lowest possible prices, guaranteed.
ProgressiveRx.com was originally started to provide an option for friends and family members who cannot afford their prescriptions. And because of that, the quality of their products is always their highest concern. Their drugs come from some of the world's largest drug manufacturers, and they offer the most popular prescription drugs at the lowest prices, with both brand name and therapeutically equivalent generic versions available.
So visit ProgressiveRx.com or call 1-800-400-0707 for a simple, safe, and secure way to order your medications. And if you refer a friend, each of you will receive a $25 coupon to ProgressiveRx.com. Peter, what is totally nutritious and delicious when you don't have time for a sit-down meal?
Oh, that's easy, a smoothie.
And who makes the best smoothies?
Hands down, Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I love Jamba Juice smoothies, especially the pina colada. It's
I
like a
that.
Liquid lunch that energizes you, making you feel totally healthy and satisfied. And best of all, they're made from great, scrumptious ingredients like whole fruits, fruit juice, sherbet, sorbet, and frozen yogurt.
How many types of smoothies do they have, Anna? Well, let me count the ways. You ready? Fruit and veggie smoothies, probiotic fruit and yogurt blends, classic smoothies.
Yeah, and if you're on a diet, there's a cornucopia of low-calorie light smoothies.
It's amazing that anything that tastes this great can also be so good for you. Oh, did you know, Goddess, that Jamba Juice smoothies can be ordered with vitamin shot boosts?
I do know.
Jamba Juice has also expanded their menus to include steel-cut oatmeal, wraps, salads, sandwiches, and get this, you ready? California flatbreads. As opposed to Wyoming flatbreads? Anyway.
Listen, Jamba Juice smoothies are beyond delicious and not complicated. To find the closest location near you, go to jambajuice.com and type in your zip code. Give your taste buds a vacation and visit Jamba Juice today.
Stand by. Free speech activation in progress.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
This is TalkZone.com.
You are listening to the right internet radio show at the right time. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Let's rejoin the yin and yang of Boomerdom, hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
And we are back.
We are back. Welcome to the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program on internet radio for boomers, presented by boomers, for boomers, or anybody with a pulse.
And we do it with humor. Humor! Boomer humor.
Humor. Boomer humor.
Right.
I want to tell some folks where I'm going to be in the next few weeks, if that's okay with you. This weekend I'll be at Groucho's Comedy. Where am I going to be, Anna? It's Vero Beach and Cocoa Beach? Is it Cocoa Beach?
No, yes. You're going to be at the Melbourne, I think it's the Greyhound track.
I thought you said the Greyhound bus station.
Well, no? It could be. Let's see. Yeah, don't you know where you're going to be? Let's see.
He just emailed me, Larry. But you've been there before. They were good audiences, weren't they? Do you
Groucho's.
Remember? Groucho's. Go to grouchoscomedy.com if you're in the Melbourne.
Love it. Love it, Dave. That was a good one. Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm. You didn't hear that?
No. What did he say?
That music. You didn't hear that? Oh, wait. He didn't do it. I'm sorry. It's on the Groucho's website.
Oh, it's on the Groucho's website. Okay, grouchoscomedy.com. That'll be this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Go, and you'll find me up there. Do they give comps or no comps?
It's grouchoscomedy.com. Yeah. Yes, they do give comps. If they say, when I worked up there, I just had to say, they heard us on the Boomer Humor Show and Boomer Humor Radio or on Talk Zone, and they will get comped. Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, fast forward, on December 24th at the Coral Springs Center of the Performing Arts, I will be headlining the show, the Kosher Comedy Tour, Laughing from Right to Left. You can go to koshercomedytour.com for more information. You can also get group ticket discounts on the 24th. On the 25th, I'm at the Miss Jewish South Florida pageant. It's a whole Hebrewic,
That's got to be something.
Yeah, Israelis, and it's kind of an Israeli.
Think there'll
secular...
be any complaining at that event?
Oh, please let the It's like, you've heard of the running of the bulls. This is let the complaining begin.
Oh God, where is that? Where is that going to be, in Miami?
Yes, you have to go to go to email miamibeyond.com and ask for all the information, or better yet, email me on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Contact
we
us
actually
there
have
on,
a page on Facebook. Yep.
Yes, and like us. Please like us, and I will check that every so often, and I will put all the information about the Miss Jewish South Florida. These are very hot-looking Jewish and Israeli women that are competing. And, again, Miss Hamas was going to try to enter, but I couldn't really tell what she looked
Hamas.
Like. Miss Hamas, she was wrapped in just sheets, so I don't know.
Okay. I am looking at you. So tell me about this Miss Jewish. Is this like a new contest? It's like Miss America.
Yeah, it's a new contest. Oh, we got another call come in, Dr. Scott.
Ah, Dr. Scott. I haven't heard from him in a while. Hi, Dr. Scott.
I know, long-time listener, and I've been reluctant. Not reluctant. I've slacked in my calling, and I apologize. Can you forgive
me? Why? Have you actually been busy?
I've been busy.
But
I heard Miss Jewish Florida, and after the vomit cleared out of my mouth, I decided, I'm going to call them and find out more about this Miss Jewish Florida. First of all,
do you think you might be able to get a date?
I can just hear the whining. I can just hear whining.
Exactly, that's
the
runners
theme.
Up.
Actually. You know what, Pete? The music, when you come out and MC, it shouldn't even be music. It should just be wah, 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 wah. It should just be like as much whining noise as you can get piped in.
I think that's going to happen organically.
I think so. They should just mic the girls and listen to the girls talk.
Oh, they're just young girls, you're saying? Oh, they'll be like, Sal, what do you do for a living? What can you do for me?
Yeah, they're all opera singers. It's me, 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 me. What can you do for me?
Enough about you.
How are you guys doing, Anna? I haven't seen or spoken to you in a long time.
I know.
I do?
That way.
I can speak for myself, thank you. And I like it that way. No. Yeah. I've been fine. I've been working and, doing my thing. And how about you, Dr. Scott? What have you been doing?
Oh, every day. Living the dream, baby. Living the dream
in Delray, next door to Peter.
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk about your last relationship, Scott? Because I feel you're being stalked by texting. Is that something you don't want to discuss? Okay.
No,
Ixnay
on the talking stay.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No, it's all good. Everything's all good, Pete.
Everything's good. It's all smoke and mirrors.
But I want to hear more about the Miss Jewish USA contest,
It's the Miss Jewish South Florida.
South Florida, yeah. It's a very specific contest.
Yeah, but Anna, it's pronounced Florida.
It's Miss Jewish Florida. First prize is a $5,000 gift certificate to Lohmann's. Back room. Well, you can
Pete,
get
how'd
more
they find
the
you?
Actually, Anna turned it down and forwarded to them, and they called me. Remember, Anna?
It was on Christmas Day. I can't work on Christmas Day. I'm a Christian.
No. It's a holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So Peter is working the December 24th and 25th. You couldn't be more Jewish if you tried. Both days.
everyone on this call except me is anti-Semitic. Unbelievable.
Where is it?
Why do you consider that anti-Semitic?
Because he's
it's not anti-Semitic.
Where is it going to be? Let me guess. Miami Beach.
North Miami Beach. And I, by the way, Dr.
The Fountain
Scott,
Blue.
He gets a pound of flesh. Oh, Ronan, that's tired. It is run by Israelis, which means I have all my Israeli jokes ready, such as
right.
I love by the way, if anybody gets duct cleaning in Florida, you see the ad is $49 out the door. They come to the house. When they leave, it's like $450.
What do you mean duct cleaning? Are they running a beauty contest and duct cleaning?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just
get your duct cleaned and look at the chicks we got walking across the stage.
They're actually gorgeous girls. They're gorgeous Israeli American girls.
Is there
girls.
Any way that I can look online at the contestants' entry? Yeah, give me
Absolutely.
The thing. Give me the www.
I gotta get the site. I'll get it again and put it on my website.
Peter's
so I will get
okay.
it.
Prepared for this.
No. That's okay. No, because I blindsided him. He's only. You know, it's a job that he's got to do in 2 weeks. You got to warm up to it slowly.
You got 2 weeks, right? You got 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow, 2 weeks. Right. That's right. It's going to be here. So what do you do over the holidays, Dr. Scott? Do you have something special?
Well, I'm staying right here.
Yeah.
I'm picking up my Hanukkah tree. See, I combine Christmas and Hanukkah. I'm having a Hanukkah tree, not a bush, a Hanukkah tree. And I'm going to decorate it, and I do the menorah and the tinsel all at once. I kill two birds with one stone. I save some money, too. It's beautiful.
Mostly, I think you just kill birds. That's what I think.
No,
it's a beautiful
Peter
thing.
Always gets very offended defensive when I ask him about the Jewish holidays. I don't know why. Explain to me what that menorah is for.
Oh, we're going to go back to the Maccabees and the oil and their light, and they only had what they thought it was one day. It lasted for 8 days, that kind of thing.
See, yeah. I like that. You give me the condensed version.
I think I followed that.
Yes. They thought it was one day and then the oil.
The holiday of light. It's the holiday of light.
They were defending the temple. They only had one bullet, and they eventually got killed, but they did defend the temple for the last 8 days.
And they made the oil last for eight days instead of one.
What, Anna? I'm sorry.
Jewish people can stretch it out, man. 1 day to 8, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we file for an extension, and it's
that.
8 days all of a sudden.
They filed for an
Beautiful.
Extension.
Yeah.
With Muhammad. Yeah, that's great. That's cool.
Right.
So I'm so
right,
glad
well, guys,
to talk to you again,
guys,
Dr.
Listen,
Scott.
Tell the listening audience
where your work, what your work is and where you are and how they can get in touch with you.
I'm a chiropractor. And I'm
really?
On Delray.
Tell
I'm
me
on,
more.
I'm on Fel. What?
Really? That's interesting.
Really?
Tell me more.
I'm on Federal Highway in Delray. Just you can Google me, Dr. Larritt, L-A-R-I-T. And I wish everybody a very happy and healthy holiday season and New Year. Now, are you guys going to be live for the next couple of Mondays, or are we going repeats going into the holiday season?
We're still trying to figure that out. Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. We'll see what's happening. But I can tell you this. If we are a repeat, it will be just a fabulous show. You just won't be able to call in.
That's what I wanted to know. I have to plan my calls accordingly.
No, we will. I was just told by Dave that we will be live until the 26th, okay?
Prayers have been answered.
Your life can now be put on hold, Scott. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to come back.
Wait, I'm not
emails.
Done. No, no, no. You take a short break when I say.
No.
All right. Have a great holiday. Bye, Anna. Love the hugs.
Bye, Scotty. Bye-bye.
And Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll tell you when we're done, Dr. Scott. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Hey, we have Mark Price at the top of the hour. Don't touch that mouse. Mark Skippy Price. Come back.
Hey, Boomers. Whenever I need something for my home or garden and I don't feel like going to a bunch of different places, I go to the Home Depot. I love the Home Depot because I can find everything I need in one place. Whether it's a filter for my air conditioner, a new ceiling fan, or some plywood for my windows during hurricane season, the Home Depot has it all. And for my garden, well, you can't beat the garden department at the Home Depot. You can find everything there, from a philodendron houseplant to a phalaenopsis orchid. And the salespeople are so knowledgeable and happy to help you, which makes shopping easy and efficient. And let's not forget Home Depot's great prices. If you're on a budget, and who isn't these days, the Home Depot has the best prices around. Put it this way, they've just reduced hundreds of items store-wide to help you save money. Just look for the new lower price icon and you'll find plenty of things to choose from for your home or garden. Now, if I could only get a man to do all the work.
Whoa, don't look at me. I'm not good with tools, machinery, scraping.
Please, Peter, I'm not looking at you. I wouldn't even ask you to open a roll of paper towels. But I can get the Home Depot's experienced installers that can even build me a kitchen if I want. So what are you waiting for? Visit the Home Depot near you today. Or go to HomeDepot.com.
You know, the paper roll remark was not appreciated. I can certainly open up paper roll. Okay.
But true.
You happy? Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Hi, Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel here, along with
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on Internet Radio's number one self-indulgent help program, please go to www.itsbeyondcomplicated.com for more information. Once there, click on the sponsor tab. Thank you.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for.
Fire it up. Ready?
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio.
Welcome back to Muammar Gaddafi's favorite self-indulgent help program. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show with author-humorist Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
Okay, we're back.
All right, good.
Anna,
we're back.
Guess what? Who's going to be joining us shortly? Doug Almeida, a funny comic out of the...
Yes, go ahead.
He's going to be here shortly, but in the meantime, while he's pulling in, and we're going to put him a mic on him, let's do one of our emails. Why don't you do two of your emails, because we...
I love these emails. I just love them.
Please email us at boomerhumorshow@gmail.com, right? boomerhumorshow@gmail.com or boomerhumorradio@gmail.com.
We want to
know you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you could just call in at 888-463-6748. But we get a lot of emails, and some are directed towards me and some are towards Peter, and we're going to read a couple of them now. I picked out two of my favorites, and this is actually from somebody that went to one of my shows. She says, "We saw you at the Improv in Hollywood." That's the Hard Rock. In Hollywood, Florida, the Hard Rock, there's the Improv Comedy Club right in the Hard Rock, Seminole Hard Rock. And she says, Karen from Coral Springs, is your family funny too? Well, you know what? They are, actually. A lot of times comedians are the only funny ones in their family, but most of the time I find that we pick up our sense of humor, at least in my case, partially from our family. My brother is extremely hysterical. He actually looks like, his name is Peter, and he looks like Peter Griffin from Family Guy. And he's very funny. My mother is funny, but doesn't know she's funny because she's one of these people that doesn't have a filter and just says what's ever on her mind. And she'll say things like, those pants would look good if you put them on if you were a blind person or something like that. She just has no filter. But my brother's funny, my mother's funny, and my dad was funny too. So, yes, the rest of my family is funny. And thank you for asking. How about you, Peter? Hello?
Yeah. I'm trying to deal with Doug, who's trying to get into the compound.
Compound. Santino Corleone?
All right, stop.
He's trying to get into the compound?
Yeah.
What compound? Where are you?
I could have said the...
I'm Langley, Virginia, at CIA headquarters. It says here's an email. Hold on 1 second. Doug's here. Hold on. Your bio says that you have performed on cruise ships. I'm thinking of going away soon on one. Which line do you recommend? Do me a favor. Before I answer that, Anna, I'm putting my headset down. You do the next email, okay, because Doug's at the door.
Sure.
Okay? Do that one. I'm putting.
Okay, so my next email, folks, is written to me from Bob from Indianapolis, Indiana. I am so psyched that somebody from Indianapolis actually is listening. This is awesome. We're getting further and further out there. What do you typically do over the holidays, and do you get along well with your family? Well, during the holidays, since I am not married, I bring my significant other of the time to usually my mom's house, and my brother and his wife and my niece and nephew join us. And we have a great time. I get along pretty much with everybody. You know, after a while, you can only, you know, take so much of family. We do start to probably get on each other's nerves after about 3-4 hours. But who wouldn't? But no,
don't give her any alcohol. Don't give her any alcohol because you don't want to see her with the alcohol. What?
I just can't drink vodka. Vodka
and champagne.
Vodka's not good. Yeah. No, champagne. I drank champagne at your house, but it was the shittiest champagne I've ever had in my life, and I think that's why I got a little weird. Yeah, I think it was a Chateau Winn-Dixie. It was horrific.
We have Doug Almeida in the
Doug Almeida is one of my favorite South Florida comedians. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening. hey, Doug.
Oh, nice voice.
I just got an email. He has this wonderful voice. He has his deep voice.
Yeah, you like it? Sounds good.
It sounds like a real man's voice, brother.
who are you talking about?
Here's an email that's perfect for you, Doug. I'm a boomer, late 40s, still working at my day job. I'm thinking of doing stand-up comedy and want to start part-time and then go full-time. Any advice? Oh, well.
Don't do it.
I was just going to say, what's plan B?
What's plan B? Yeah.
You have to have options.
Tell them. Tell them, Doug. You're a midlifer starting comedy.
Yeah. You know, I actually spent my whole adult life taking care of my mom and dad. So I had to have an income that not only sustained me, but, you know, my mom and dad. When they were gone, I said, hey, it's just me and my wife. And that was it. So I less interest in managing money.
Right.
And working for the bank. Who wants to work for a bank nowadays?
Yeah. You got to walk in with like
Now, Doug, you have a job as a financial planner. Is that correct?
For 22 years.
That's excellent. How did you get into that? Was it what you just described because of your family, or did you have an interest in it as well?
I lost a bet.
No,
it was
just like a comedy.
I was supposed to go to law school. Got accepted to Georgetown, NYU. And my dad got disabled, so there was no money, no financial support. So life dealt me the cards.
But you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I had fun. I learned, hey, look, you know, I was learning to put away my own money. That's how I can afford to get paid $100 a gig. And
yeah, tell them about when it's starting.
Getting paid $100.
$100? Who books that? Yeah. By the way, that was the guy that asked that was Seth Roger from Kansas. So I didn't want to let you know that Doug's going to tell you what it is to be going. The comedy business, unfortunately, is different as it was. No. The boom is over. Now it's the clubs are
if
less.
You're doing it for the sure pleasure of what you're doing.
But,
you know, the outside
is over,
hope
but
is that somebody hires you.
Things are starting up again, though. It's almost like the 80s all over again. More and more places are doing comedy now in the last couple of years that I've noticed down here.
Well, it's going to be either comedy or poetry.
Imagine being heckled. Imagine having open mic night for a poet. You call that a haiku? What are you going to do?
You don't sound anything alike. You don't rhyme.
You don't rhyme. Yeah. You know, what's coming on right now, as long as we have Doug here. Doug, where are you going to be performing this weekend anywhere that we
can? Actually, I'll be in Naples at Fred's.
Fred's?
Headlining, yeah.
There's a club in Fred's?
It's right next to the Chuckle Hut Lounge.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Fred's?
It's actually a fun room. Yeah. The guy Max Mosquito runs it. It's a, you know, the Southwest, you talk about how, and Anna was just mentioning how South Florida comedy scene's grown.
Yeah.
You know, I think in the last few, when I started 6 years ago, there was one or two places you could perform in as an amateur. Now there's every night of the week, there's some place around town you can go. Not that you, Peter Fogel, would ever show up at an open mic
No, no, I'm a
somewhere.
I'm a big shot. I'm a big shot. Hey, I do Coral
Springs.
Yeah, that's why you're
working at Groucho's this week, right?
Okay, you know what?
You don't want to leave that one.
You know, someone has to.
Yeah.
Hey, you
I love Groucho's, though. You know what? You're going to love it there. You're going to love it at Groucho's.
Which
you will.
Room are you doing?
I don't know. Whichever one is open.
He's doing the racetrack, the Melbourne.
You're doing the Greyhound.
The Greyhound, is that
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I lost $300 at the poker room. Go figure on the aces and kings. Lost both hands big. So I only lost $150 that weekend.
All right, well, I'll try to get it back to you. What I wanted to ask you, we're going to have to take a break shortly, but what do you think about New Year's resolutions? We have 2 minutes to a break, so let's quickly, Anna, are you going to be doing any New Year's resolutions? The New Year is just around.
Oh, I have plenty of New Year's resolutions, yes. Mm-hmm.
The problem with resolutions and why you shouldn't make resolutions, because when it comes to reinvention, of course, you know I'm a reinvention expert.
Right.
At least I wrote two books. It tells me I am. Is that people sometimes live for the expectations of others.
Right.
But you know if you have to stop smoking. You know if you have to lose weight. That's just normal. But people say, this year it's going to be different.
Right.
And then they start it, right, Doug? And then they stop.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do a resolution, keep it to yourself. Don't announce it to the world because then people go, because during the holidays they're going to go, your drunk mother-in-law goes, you say that every year. Look at you. You're about to explode. You look like a Pillsbury doughboy on steroids. You're not going to lose weight, whatever they say. And then you feel like, no, I'll show you. I'll lose weight. So do your resolutions. Mm. Do it for yourself. Not do it for the expectations of others.
I think Peter's trying to tell me something.
No.
Stop drinking.
And what are your resolutions, Peter? We're going to hear about your resolutions?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
clean up.
Are you going to keep them to yourself?
No, I'm going to clean up. I'm honestly going to clean up my abode, my compound, so it doesn't look like a police stakeout.
I thought they were going to have seen a scene from The Border or Hoarders.
Oh, stop it.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Okay, I had to go back to my hopscotch days, walk through the living room.
Oh, stop it. Stop both of you. Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back with Mark Skippy Price, okay?
And a mop.
And a who?
And a mop.
And a mop. Yeah, we'll come back with that. Mark Skippy Price and a mop.
Hey, boomers. Have you ever struggled to pay for your prescription medications? Well, ProgressiveRx.com provides an inexpensive alternative for anyone who cannot afford the medications they need. They provide the highest quality drugs at the lowest possible prices, guaranteed.
ProgressiveRx.com was originally started to provide an option for friends and family members who cannot afford their prescriptions. And because of that, the quality of their products is always their highest concern. Their drugs come from some of the world's largest drug manufacturers, and they offer the most popular prescription drugs at the lowest prices, with both brand names and therapeutically equivalent generic versions available.
So visit ProgressiveRx.com or call 1-800-400-0707 for a simple, safe, and secure way to order your medications. And if you refer a friend, each of you will receive a $25 coupon to ProgressiveRx.com.
Let it begin!
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Don't touch that mouse. It's time to rejoin the two boomers who refuse to join AARP, even for a free duffel bag. Hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins of It's Beyond Complicated.
Okay, on the Boomer Humor Radio Show, we have an old dear friend of mine, Mark Price. Mark Price is co-executive producer and creator of the Green Collar Comedy, a one-hour special in Showtime that lets the environmental movement show its sense of humor while delivering a vital message. That happened April 22nd last year. His past production credits include executive producing 65 episodes of National Lampoon's Funny Money for GSN and 2 one-hour Comedians Unleashed specials for Animal Planet. He also produced and directed Food Network's first hidden camera comedy special, You're Cooked, featuring Todd Glass. Mark was also producer, developer, and originator of Starb Dates, the popular reality dating show that ran for 2 seasons on E! But starting out as a stand-up comedian and actor in childhood, Mark guest starred on Archie Bunker's Place and One Day at a Time. He broke out as the star playing Skippy on the hit 1980s NBC sitcom Family Ties opposite Michael J. Fox and Meredith Baxter Burney. He went on to gain valuable production experience while hosting 150 episodes, my heavens, of Disney's channel Teen Win, Lose or Draw for Stone Stanley Productions. I can go on and on and on. You can look him up on IMDb. Mark, thank you for being on the Boomer Humor Radio Show. How are you?
Hello. I'm here.
Hey,
I'm awake.
I'd fall asleep reading that, too. So, Mark,
we're going to talk
it's about... not a very exciting career, and I'm with Brian Dunkelman Management.
Brian Dunkelman Management. How's that working out for you?
Brian Dunkelman, of course, one of the first hosts of American Idol with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, what happened to him?
And he's a great guy. I kid him because he's actually a very talented, funny guy. Really cool guy, too. But I kid about both our careers took an interesting turn. I'll share one with you. I don't think I've ever told anybody about this publicly, so you'll have the exclusive.
Right.
When we were doing Family Ties, the little girl on the show, wonderful Tina Yothers,
yes,
she sang on the show, and she kind of had a band and stuff like that, and they had her sing on the show. She actually sang on the show.
Yeah.
And people were kind of hard on her, you know. She was a little girl and everything, and she really wanted to be a rock star, and people were like, you know, they were like mocking her a little bit and stuff. So not too long after that, they asked me if my character would want to do stand-up comedy on the show. In those days, it was exciting and new to go to a comedy club. I personally theorize that these days it's like the disco or something like that. So at the time, they asked me if I wanted my character, Skippy, to, like, you know, stumble into the local comedy club. It turns out he's good at that. We'll do a whole episode. It could be a spinoff, you know, the whole thing. And I said no, which is the stupidest career decision I have personally ever been a part of.
But 2 weeks later, he's walking the streets of Hollywood Boulevard.
Doing dinner theater. I always like to kid around that I'll end up playing Tavia in Fiddler on the Roof opposite Bull from Night Court.
That's right, right. Now, first thing, before we talk about what you're doing now, do you still keep in contact with Michael J. Fox in any shape or form?
What's the famous line from Seinfeld? Not that it would matter.
Not that it matters. Not that it matters.
Your question, recently we had a reunion, and everyone got together for the first time in many, many years. We had all seen each other individually, but here we were all together again, and that was the trip.
When was that?
Just a couple of months back, you know, TV Land had the award show, and they gave us an award.
Really? For still being around?
For no one in the cast ever having hit it big in anything again since. I think they give us a special award.
See, that's what I like about you. You're very self-effacing, but let's bring you up, you know,
Is this a podcast?
Yes, eventually it is a podcast, but it is recorded, then it's sent to my radio station in Chicago, and we have music, and we have the internet, and we announce you.
You just call it a podcast. All the kids will like it better.
So after you did Family Ties, you did some other major movies, right? You had some heat. You were actually, you know, launching some
movies. I don't know about major movies, but probably the biggest one was with a guy who became famous on the show Entourage, Kevin Dillon. Remember when he was Matt Dillon's brother? Now,
yeah. Tell you something. He was very good playing Matt Dillon's
brother. Oh, he's funny. He's funny. And that is something that I pride myself on recognizing before the rest of the world did, because when I worked with him, I knew he was incredibly talented, and I also knew he was kind of naturally funny. And he had never really done a comedy at that point, but when they got him into Entourage, that was a good move, because he's right for that. So that movie, by the way, shot in New Zealand and China.
What was the name of that?
It was called The Rescue, and we played teenagers that stage a full-scale military operation to rescue our Navy SEAL dads who are being held hostage by the communist North Koreans.
Hey, I think it was a logical sequence. Teenagers attack trained military personnel to rescue the dad. Someone's in a pitch room going, with weapons. What is this, like Red Dawn 2? Remember that? It was like with Patrick Swayze? Wasn't that Red Dawn?
Well, there was another one, actually, Iron Eagle, which was
Iron
a
Eagle.
Where the kid goes and saves his dad. And this was like, okay, well, let's do that with five kids and five dads.
All right, so let's fast forward now. You've been behind the scenes for the last 10, I think 15 years, haven't you? You've been doing some major reality show producing. You have your own company. I mean, do you want to bring us up to speed of what people can see what you're working on now?
Yeah, well, we're still working on the hits, so I don't know where to point them to the new things, but I have been doing stuff for E! And TBS and, you know, different projects here and there, but we're trying to get that one. It's very hard. You know that. When you have something as big as Family Ties, when you're so young, it's kind of like premature career ejaculation.
I never put it that.
I said that wrong. Premature career elation, let's call it.
But but whenever I've known you, you've always had a good attitude, and you keep plugging away there, and you're just you come from a good place.
Well, people want me to be a little bit more bitter than I am, actually, and I find that fascinating. That fame has become the all-encompassing everything and all, no, under any circumstances, i.e., Kim Kardashian, the sex tape, whatever it takes,
right.
Puking on national television, whatever, you know, kill your baby, whatever it takes to become famous in this society, right?
Yeah.
And so people want me to want to be famous. And I'm a little bit iffy about it at this point because I had a little taste of it. It was fun, and I'm not so in need of it anymore. Like, I had my fill, you know? So it's not something that I'm running from completely, but it's not something I'm all, I don't have the eye of the tiger like I once did to try to become famous, you know.
Well,
and people want me to have that. People really do. They go, oh, man, you got to get back. You should be on a reality show, you know. And I go, well, which one really isn't humiliating?
What was the last thing that was on the air that people can remember?
Well, the Green Collar Comedy Special was on Showtime last year, and a lot of people want to know, what is an eco-friendly comedy show?
Yeah, what is
and
that?
And I tell them, the TV turns off, it goes to black, and then the electricity goes off, and everyone goes outside and plays for an hour.
Really?
Really, it was comedians doing material about the environment. And Wendy Liebman, who's marvelous, who just had her own Showtime special, which was a direct result of our special, which I'm very proud of that, was one of our best. And then we had a kid on. He's coming, going places. I love when I call people in their late 30s kids.
Yeah, you are. I remember.
Sean Kent. His name is Sean Kent. He's kind of like a Bill Maher. He's a liberal political comedian, very edgy, very funny. And Will Durst was the host.
Will Durst. Oh, I used to open for Will Durst.
So we had a nice crew, and Randy Kagan, who opens for Ferguson, Craig Ferguson. In fact, he goes in the private jet, and they do Carnegie Hall. He's got the best gig in comedy. He's Craig Ferguson's opening act, and they travel everywhere. And he's very funny. Randy's very funny. And so when we finished the Green Collar Comedy Show, we were able to actually sell a series of webisodes to GE, and that's the latest. Those are coming up soon, called Funny by Nature.
Okay.
And it's got guests like Sarah Silverman and Bobby Lee from Mad TV and Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock. And Randy's the host, and he's just naturally funny. And they're talking about all the eco issues with the celebrities, and it's fun. And I want to go on record. I reuse all my towels at the hotel.
Besides the ones you steal. Okay.
That's correct. I steal them all. I reuse them, and I steal them.
That's perfectly all right. No.
Do you think reusing the towels really helps save the planet, or is that just
a scam
perpetrated by lazy maids?
Yeah, lazy maids that just got – it's probably a combination of both.
So next up, we're going to be continuing our Florida tour a little bit this weekend, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, and Port St. Lucie. And then the next weekend is
– Is this a Larry Silver –
Those are Groucho's Larry Silver specials.
Larry Silver. Okay.
And then we were heading to North Carolina, where I'm going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina. Great town, right near Wrightsville Beach. One of the prettiest beaches on the East Coast. Oh,
what
am I in Florida? And I just said that?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I could get hurt.
No, we'll edit it out. We'll edit in post. So,
no, honestly, in Wilmington, it's a very cool little town. And Wrightsville Beach is a beautiful beach. And I shot one of my movies there, Trick or Treat, with Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons.
Oh, look at that.
And so I have a connection there with that town, and I've been going there a lot lately. They have a really cool room there. It's called Nut Street. And it feels like something out of Greenwich Village. It doesn't quite feel like what you'd expect in North Carolina. It's really cool.
We should have reality cameras following you, basically.
Well, you know, maybe. You never know what'll happen if I give
Mark him. Price. You ready? Here it is. Mark Price, the resurrection. That's it. And they'll go, what happened to you? We thought you were dead. No. I'm just with the William Morris Agency. Hey, but I'll tell you, folks. Remember that joke? No, they're not dead. He's just with the William Morris Agency.
I tell our mutual friend who's an agent, Roger Paul, all the time that I might as well be with the William Morris Agency because the William Morris Agency gets me as many gigs.
Yeah, I don't. I'm gonna talk to Roger. He'll go, I don't know what you're talking about. I get along with Mark Price fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, he gets along. We get along.
Yeah,
we get along. He just doesn't deliver any gigs.
Somebody's working and paying his bills, but that's another.
But he's the greatest guy we've ever met. That's the thing. Everyone loves the guy. And I'll give you something else about him, too. He takes my calls. William Morris won't take my calls.
Well,
that's the advantage of Roger. You work with Roger. He takes your call.
Yeah, he's the only one in the office. He picks up. What are you going to say about that?
What's he going to do to avoid you? He has no choice.
You know, when you call Roger Paul's answering machine, it's like, hi, it's 2 a.m. Saturday night. I'm going down to the bathroom, picking up a pizza pie, then dropping stuff off at the post office. I'll be back in an hour. I mean, 2 a.m., he's leaving messages. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. He leaves that specific message just for what's happening that day.
I'll be back.
Hi, it's Wednesday, November 21st. We're out of the office for 14 minutes. We're getting a hot dog. Absolutely correct. But I'll be back with message. I'll call you at 12:15. Right, no doubt.
It's hysterical.
I'll leave you with this. He called me. He said, I got you a dog food commercial. I was like, I haven't been on TV in a while. I don't know if a dog food commercial is appropriate. He said, you'll put on the dog suit. It'll be fun. I was like, I'm not wearing a dog suit on national television. Thank you, Roger. He says it pays $30,000 for one afternoon's work.
Right.
I said, begging.
That's it. I would have done it. and I would have hung out with a priest after. I don't care. All right, Mark, take care of yourself. Keep in touch with us. And where, what is your website? Can people find you on
Facebook? I'm Mark Price, M-A-R-C. And you have to look. There's a lot of Mark Prices on Facebook. So yeah. There's a picture of a sunset right now. So you can find me on Facebook.
Look for the guy with the sunset. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Why don't you put your picture up? Put your picture up from 25 years ago. What's so bad about that?
My picture from 25 years ago. I wore glasses then. Now I actually need to wear glasses.
You need to wear glasses, yeah.
That's the difference. It's like Hugh Hefner, finally at 89 years old or whatever, he finally needs to wear pajamas all day.
Yeah, and you say, are you wearing diapers? And he goes, it depends. Okay. Mark, keep in touch with us when you're going to come down to Florida. We'll do some stuff in the spring, you and I, okay?
Peter Fogel, you're a great man. Love your guts.
Thank you. Take care, buddy.
All right. Mark Price.
Love your guts.
Sounds like
huh?
Skippy.
Love your guts. He's a very nice man.
Guts.
Very nice
yes,
man.
Yes, I am.
And
can you hear me?
During the comedy boom, going back many, he was 19 years old. He was packing in. He was like, he was hot as a pistol, Mark Price. This is in the mid-80s. I mean, he would fill a room down in Daytona Beach where I worked with him. But now he's in his 40s and he's doing other things. Always had, he was never like starstruck or going for the fame. He just wanted to work and now he does other things.
Well, like you said in your interview, he already had a taste of it and didn't have that great of a taste.
Yeah, a little bitter.
Yeah.
A little bitter, maybe. Anna.
Yes.
Miss Anna?
Were you sipping wine?
Yes.
Were you sipping some wine just now? Now I hear you. Where did you go?
No, I'm not
okay,
drunk.
What is your
I've
resolution
been here.
About
what
the
hell's
to,
going
on?
Quit
hour?
Hogging the show.
Fine. I'm not hogging the show. I didn't know what happened to you. We were talking. You weren't there. Okay, folks. Next week we have Terry Levine,
can
life
you hear me
coach.
At all?
You're thinking of reinventing yourself into a brand new career, being a life coach. Yes, and I'm going to wrap it up right now. Next week we have Terry Levine, a life coach. So if you're thinking of reinventing yourself into a meaningful, passionate career, helping others find their passion, being a life coach is where it's at. And Terry will tell you how to do that next week.
Mm.
Okay, folks, on behalf of myself and Anna Collins and my special guest, Dougie Almeida, thanks for coming to the It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Visit us at boomerhumorradio.com.
Later.